when I first heard about New York City, I heard it on an AM radio. I was sitting down there listening to it, and believe it or not, the first notion that ever came in my head was because I heard a Grandmaster Flash and a Furious Five song. I don't know if anybody knows who that is here. But you heard a Grandmaster Flash and a Furious Five. They were from the Bronx, which is funny because that's where I kind of stay at sometimes right now. So they had this little song. It's called New York, New York, Big City of Dreams. And it starts like this. It's like a jungle sometimes.
Can't always what it seems.
go next? I know Gordon had a list.
We're following
yeah,
you.
I know, that's what
oh.
I want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, you got a, do you have one of those, what do you call it? Those,
an egg?
No, not an egg. One of those capos over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
One of those capos. Oh, wait, maybe I got it.
I don't know.
I got it. Yeah, yeah.
My guess is, I bet we could get 20 capos on this road.
Probably.
So, dig it now. Yes, I do think the Radio Nationwide, they've been playing the song, and it's a pretty fine feeling.
Good for us.
Fine feeling to have your song played on the radio. Anyway, I was coming out of the sky one time in a big old jet airplane, making for the runway, Santiago, Chile. As we were coming down, the sun was creeping up over the Andes Mountains and running right alongside the plane with these strange wild animals. You've probably never seen them or anything of these likes before. They had poodle heads, they had dachshund legs, they had Labrador retriever bodies. Yeah, crazy looking dogs. Stray dogs of Santiago. And in Santiago, there's millions of stray dogs. And they live so wild and free, and on every street corner and every alley. I thought, you know, it might not be such a bad life, but I've got to come back as something. Maybe I'll be a little dog on the streets. And if you know my song, you can sing along. Little dog on the streets. In Santiago. Free. Santiago. Come on, Tribes Hill. Santiago. Twice a week in New York City and travel abroad, and we're all over
there.
Where
do you perform in New York City?
We perform at a little place called Jules. It's on 65 St. Mark's. It's a little French place, and that's our little home over there. And we play there on Friday nights and Sunday brunches. And,
You've all walked past there,
that's right.
But the sign's out.
Yeah, the neon sign is kind of burned out, but you know, what are you going to do? That's New York for you. So hey, how about a little bit of this one? You might know this one too. I got a philosophy about life. It's you're born, you die, and in between, everything else is a bonus. We call it the lip bonus. In my case. The lip bonus. Tonight at Falcon Ridge on Budgie Dome. The Budgie Dome. Woo! A real bargain too, I might add.
Thank you.
a few original songs, but can they sing a sweet and soulful little number about heartache and all that kind of stuff? Well, no. Honestly, I can't. Single again?
Sure.
Well, you know, well, see, the Sweet Melinda is a single again. Oh, yeah?
Tell a story about it.
About what?
About your girlfriend.
No. Well, no, not tonight. Yes, we do have some CDs. As a matter of fact,
in the picnic basket.
I got this whole picnic basket right here. Look at that. Somebody gave me.
We got snake oil, too.
There it is. Oh, look at that. We even got a credit card machine in there. You can. There it is.
And you have a mailing list.
It's a
brandy glass.
Hey, you know what? There's a wine glass in there.
There is?
What do you do with that, dude?
I don't
know.
This? Yeah.
That's always ready for the picture up.
Nothing. Oh, hold on. I know what I do with this. Oh, hold on. I know what I do with it.
Oh.
Now I know it's been a long time. Yeah.
What?
You're the pretty girl in the front right now, so guess what? You get to get picked on a little bit. I know it's been a long time, Kelly, since I saw you.
No, it was just fucking in the car.
Come on, play along now. Play along. You're part of the show now. Come on, we can't have it like that. You must be tired from all those Hollywood thrills. And I heard your new boyfriend is in Chicago for the weekend again. It must be awful, cold and lonesome in your mansion in those Hollywood hills. All I've got. Old record player. He's old and broke, but still spins good on 45. I got a bottle of wine. I got me some candles all around. There'd be one in the window. Just for you, I'll baby, that's true. Come and spend a little bit of time with your role playing tonight. Burning bright, brighter than you ever had before. What? gonna have a slip and slide contest in the middle of this next song. Oh, they're $15. Go ahead. Toss them in, hit the cell. There you go.
Do a twister along with the slip and slide.
Only if somebody's got a little vegetable oil, we'll put it on top of this thing and start the party off. There you go. Okay, so dig it. I need y'all's help on this next song, by the way. Huh? Red or white? I wasn't driving, I'd say red, but you know. We gotta go, we gotta hit another gig. We're gonna be at Tivoli tomorrow night for those of y'all who just for one night. We'll be at the Black Swan. It's a great place. I know. Thanks, Tribe Two. This is my biggest fans over there, Tribe Two.
Are you gonna play Melinda?
Should we? How many more songs we got?
Oh, without a doubt.
Two? Okay.
Yeah, we gotta play Melinda.
All right, so here we go. Let's do a little. What's that? Is that one broken? Oh, we'll just put this one over to the side.
I know when I get there.
I think I might have some change too.
What?
I hate mixing business with music. That's why they call it the music business. Let me toss them in there. I just toss everything in there.
It's an
age-old idea.
Kelly, you're going to have to write a song about a picnic basket for it to really work.
We stole it from the M. Shanghai String Band.
Nah, we didn't. Don't say that stuff like that.
It's going to pass down.
So, nigga, y'all, here we go. Thank you, guys. Come on.
Okay, this is Lady's Choice.
This is such a great song, everybody.
This is... Between wrong and right. Thank you very much. Hey, listen, we got one more for you because Gordon requested this song, and it might, maybe I think it might maybe make the rain go away. This is such a bright song.
It's the answer.
Well, first I gotta tell you the story first. You know, I got one of those phone calls at 3 o'clock in the morning the other day. You know those phone calls I'm talking about. You pick up the phone and you hear, hey, man, what are you drinking?
Just got off a plane.
I'm like, man, that's smooth. That was smooth. No, I'm cool. I get that phone call, and it's like this. I'm like, damn, who is that? I'm like, wow, that's some crazy. Who is this? And then suddenly you hear, it's going to live boom. I'm like, wow, that's weird. As every day is a funny day, ain't it, brother? I said, who is it? You know who it is? It's your old pal, George Bush. Hey.
Drinking.
I said, you're drinking again?
I started drinking again.
He goes, nah, I'm just drunk on my own power. Anyway. I said, well, you're obviously stressed out, George. What's the problem? He said, I gotta get out of there. What's the answer, Lip Bone? I said, George Bush, what's the answer to what? When Lip Bone rang, what's the answer for world peace? I said, that's easy. Lip Bone and the fellas know.
Lip Bone knows.
And I bet y'all will know by the end of this song, y'all are gonna know. What's the answer for world peace?
Lip Bone knows.
Thank you.
Budgiedome.org is our website. Budgiedome.org.
Budgie.
Lipbone's website is lipbone.com. Budgiedome is the one to remember. We're going to link to all these artists' websites.
I know where Joe's is.
Thank you. Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.
Sorry.
We get a little electrified, we get even more fun.
Who's next? Survey forms at the merchandise tent or down at the information booth. So again, there's a few people we got to say thank you to. Lori and Steve Martin, they're both up here right now. Let's give them a hand. They're the ones that
keep this site together. Steve constructs this budgie dome for us every year. He's a great guy. And of course, we gotta thank our good friend Gordon here. Gordon, stand up, take a bow. Gordon's the one who gets all these awesome people, who convinces them, hey, you should come up here. So what, you just played at 9 p.m. in New York. Get your butt up here to Falcon Ridge and come play for us. Gordon's great, he's done this for so many years now. Thank you, Gordon, a million thank yous. I can't thank you enough. I'm not even gonna make fun of you being 50 years old this time. If you need a card with our website on it, I've got one right here for you. We've got more music coming up in just a moment. We have some of our new artist showcase, emerging artist showcase artists coming up to play for us. Bone's got a mailing list to sign up on. He's got it on his website too.
We have some people I don't even know. Just came.
With my batteries, my camera.
Alright everybody, welcome back to the Budgie Dome. Sorry about the delay. A little weather changes everything, and the weather changes, it's Falcon Ridge. Joining us now on the stage is one of our emerging artist showcase artists. Emerging artist showcase artists. Yes, that's what I meant to say. She was born and raised in the United States, but right now calls Manchester, England home. She's a nominee for Songwriter of the Year in the Washington Area Music Association Awards, the Whammy Awards from 2006. She was a finalist in the Plowshares Songwriting Contest in 2006 and won the 2005 Susquehanna Music and Arts Festival Songwriting Contest. Her latest album is Roadside Saints. Please welcome Zoe Mulford.
It's good to be here tonight. traditional song that I learned when I was living in Durham, North Carolina. When I left my native land, I was well supplied, but I went astray and I have done wrong. Now I'm dissatisfied. I believe I'll go back home. Believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home and acknowledge I've done wrong. And I'll go back to my native land. Place I love so dear. There they have good food to eat, but I am starving here. It's not a reflection on British cooking. And I'll go back to my father's house. And I'll call my father, I'll fall down on my face, say I am not worthy, and I seek a servant's place. I believe I'll go back home. Believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home and acknowledge I've done. Like picking up that chorus, it comes around again. But father saw him coming, and he met him with a smile, threw his arms around him, saying, "Here's my wandering child." And the father to his servant said, "Go kill the fatted calf. Call all my friends and relatives. My son's gone home at last. I believe I'll go back home. Believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home and acknowledge I've done wrong." Then I'll receive the table. I'll start. Father's face is filled with joy, his son's come home at last. But the other son was jealous. I thought I heard him say, "You gave my brother his portion, but I never went astray. I believe I'll go back home. Believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home and acknowledge I've done." Well, the father said to his eldest son, "You've been both good and kind. Not a fatted calf I've given thee, but all I have is thine. I believe I'll go back home. Believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home and acknowledge I've done wrong. I believe. Manchester about a year ago, right before last year's Falcon Ridge, in fact. And it's been a big change. It's going a bit better now that I'm picking up some of the language. But before I left, I sold my car, and when I arrived, I did not acquire a new one. So I'm now a professional pedestrian, and this leads to some interesting situations. If you leave a pub late at night and ask for directions to the train station, they sort of look at you and say, "Are you going to be okay?" So last year I'd been at a folk festival, and I'd asked directions to the train station from the pub, and it was dark, it was raining. I
made my way to the train station, and I was waiting for the last train back to Manchester in this sleazy little plywood shelter on the platform. And the pubs were letting out, and a couple of guys came in, four guys came in, eight guys came in, and I'm feeling very, very small and trying to look very uninteresting. One of these guys comes over to me and says, "Is that a five-string banjo?" So, next thing I know, the banjo is out of the case, and I'm giving concert in the little sleazy little plywood bus shelter on the train platform.
So you're saying this is a spacious venue?
and you're saying it's good to be a pedestrian.
Well, I couldn't have asked for a better audience. I did something I figured they would know. It's not because banjos are actually all that funny. It's that you spend so much time tuning, you have to be able to keep them coming. My other hobby is pounding my head against brick walls.
Okay. Why is it that banjos are so hard to tune?
Is this a joke?
But seriously, why is that? Is it just, do you know?
It's something about the tension of the head that, you know, every time you change the tension of one string, it affects all the other strings.
And even every time you play the damn thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I used to jam with these guys in North Carolina. They would play in one key all night so that you never had to retune the banjos.
Okay, now I have to look at the physics of why a banjo is hard to tune. That's probably the resonances.
I like to do a love song that I wrote for my husband. when he was growing up, his family ran a motel at the Jersey Shore, so he spent a lot of time at the beach. How many miles to Babylon? 40 miles and 10. Can I get there by candlelight? Yes, and back again. If your heels are nimble and light, you can get there by candlelight. How many miles to a woman's heart? Scholars do not concur. How can I that comfort find? Start by asking her. If your touch is gentle and light, you'll have no need. Everybody's sleeping now except for you and me. I don't even want to know what time it's gotta be. We could lie here talking till the milk trucks make their round. We could lie here listening to the earth spinning. We could lie here dreaming so smug and satisfied. Breathing like the ocean and smelling like low tide. Low tide, stay here beside me, lying entwined with the windows open wide. Low tide, sweeter than desire. Sleeping like a fire when the flames have died. Low tide. Low tide, spent and contented. Easy to please, just as long as you are by. You leave me salty as the swell, soft as caramel. In July, low tide. The tide goes out, there's nothing left to doubt, there's nothing left to guess. All of the questions have been answered. All of the answers were yes, yes. With the spray, edges smoothed away and simplified. Low tide, low tide, stay here beside me, lying entwined with the windows open wide. Low tide, sweeter than desire. Sleeping like a fire when the flames have died. Low tide.